This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protests against racism and police brutality continue for the 12th day in a row, with several hundred people near the state capitol this evening.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Among those protesting, medical students who say they're part of a group called White Coats for Black Lives. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers won't extend the city's curfew, saying he's impressed with how demonstrators respected the tradition of peaceful protesting.
People passionate about a very worthy cause, very vocal about it, but not letting outside influences that have a different message and don't share their methods of nonviolent protest infiltrate and turn things a different direction.
In other news, Governor Polis is asking the CDC to make sure it has enough flu vaccines for Coloradans in the fall.
He says it'll be important to reduce the number of flu patients in hospitals so that more beds and care can be available, if needed, for people with COVID-19. Polis also wants more PPE for healthcare workers who administer vaccines. He also asked for extra resources in order to deploy healthcare workers across the state, particularly to rural areas and to nursing homes.
CPR's Taylor Allen reporting. It is 75 in Denver. It's 48 in Vail. 92 degrees for Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.